So if the world of the physical, the world of the real, engages your attention and can hold your attention forever, and there's no end to the exploration of its possibilities, everything in this world always contains and is and remains of the nature of its depth. And the same thing can be said of the depth of beginning. Whatever is there always remains in the quality of that original thing. It's never anything but beginning. And the world of depth, the universe of depth, the depth of ending, only concerns itself with the ends of things. Things are always ending there. Think of what it would be like to be Bina, to be the number three, to bring everything, always and forever, to its end, to consider the end of things, always and never anything but the end, the completion, the fulfillment, the finishing. And everything is always ending. Now look at the Empress, who is the path that extends from the universe of beginnings to the universe of ends. That's the experience of traveling from one to the other. Think of the doorway. Think of what it means to open the doorway between beginning and end. I can't do it. If you can imagine it, then good for you, because I can't say any more than that. It becomes a blend of poetry and mysticism, and I can't do more with words than I've done. I don't have enough words to go further.
That's amazing.